People are literally losing it right now. You want to know why? Because Gen Z and the younger millennial generation are not racist. Let me tell you how almost every war starts. There's a strategy called divide and conquer. So the more you're able to dehumanize a certain group of people, the more likely you are to get other people to hate them, all as a collective group. I would like to call that a boomer strategy. It's like, have you ever worked in a company where all the bosses are really old, they have no idea what the fuck they're doing, and they can't even like transform a Word doc into a PDF? That's kind of like the vibe it's giving. If you were in touch with the reality, you would know that millennials and Gen Z have literally grown up on the internet. Like, being able to get on TikTok and seeing creators from different skin complexions, different religions, whether they're wearing a crop top, a bikini, a thong, or a hijab, or whatever the fuck they want to do, we're able to actually realize that, like, they actually eat breakfast, go to the gym, watch shows that they like, they have hopes and dreams, they want to be in love, they want to have a family. The sooner you're exposed to that, the harder it is to get you to dehumanize a collective group of people. And that is why there is literally no amount of propaganda that's gonna work on us. Number one, because even the proof that they try to use to like dehumanize a certain group, like, okay, this person did something bad, that still doesn't mean that the whole group is bad. And that's just common sense. We have also grown up on the internet where we're so used to advertisement and fake stuff and fake reviews and sponsored content. We have like developed an intuition deep down in our hearts. We have an intuition for what's real and what's not, no matter how produced it is. Even now, when I look at some of the proof that these governments are trying to come up with to like excuse the fact that a hospital is being bombed, it's giving boomer energy, like extreme boomer energy. Like, these people don't realize that like we're all connected and we can all talk to each other. Arabs and non-Arabs are actually friends in real life. They're married to each other. Like, we're not living in the 1900s anymore. It's gonna be very, very, very hard to divide us. This is all of the people of the world against all of the systems of the world. And any person that believes otherwise, they're people that are still blinded by the system. Citizens of every country are losing out because of what's happening. Because if this turns into an even bigger war, you know who they're gonna attack? More civilians. You know who they're gonna send to war? More civilians. The politicians, the rich people, they're not going to war. They're not gonna go protect things. They're not gonna lose their kids. They will be the last people to get impacted by it. And the sooner you realize that, the better.